Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everybody. I am Lucia Matuonto, and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast, a talk show where my guests and I talk about relatable everyday situations, books, and the environment we live in. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast on social media so you can be notified when a new episode is available. Let's begin. Hello and welcome to the Relatable Voice podcast. Today we are heading to Florida to chat with the talented rising star Huntley Plants, who at the age of 14 has already participated in numerous productions on Disney, Prime, and Lifetime Television. He also graces the cover of the Relatable Voice magazine for the month of December. So, Huntley, welcome to the RV.
Hello, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited. This is a big opportunity. Thank you.
Of course, you are very welcome. I'm super happy to have you here today. And I have to admit that going to Florida is such like a great thing to do on a Tuesday morning. So
yes, it's very sunny out. So Florida's great right now.
Actually, I was checking the weather and it's quite chilly there today.
It was really chilly yesterday, but today it's been surprisingly not too bad. But yesterday it was actually kind of cold and I had to wear a hoodie out, which is surprising because it's Florida, but hopefully it'll start to get warmer over like the next couple of weeks.
Yes, hopefully. So, Huntley, I know you love roller coasters.
I do. Yes, that's my like hobby, my passion. It's my favorite thing to do. I love traveling to visit theme parks and ride roller coasters. They're super fun.
Can you share with our listeners a favorite roller coaster experience or any theme park that holds a special place in your heart?
Well, I'd say my favorite coaster would probably be Steel Vengeance, which is a pretty basic answer for people who are coaster enthusiasts, but it's a phenomenal coaster. Incredible. I also really like Intimidator 305, Fury 325. My favorite park I've ever been to is probably Cedar Point, Hershey Park, or Great Adventure, but I'm hoping to go to Europe over the summer to be able to experience some of the beautiful parks they have there. And I love coasters. I love everything about them.
I'm the opposite.
My hobby.
Oh my gosh. You know, a long time ago, I made a promise to myself. Never go back to a roller coaster after experiencing the Kumba at Busch Gardens. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. That's my home park. I go there every weekend. I love Kumba, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's very close to your house. I genuinely thought I was going to die. Really.
It's a pretty intense coaster, yeah. It's an old school B&M coaster, and it's great. It definitely pulls a lot of positive G's, and it's a great coaster for sure.
And also, you were telling me that you like traveling. So what is your favorite destination so far?
Well, ignoring the destinations I've been to for coasters, my favorite trip I've been to overall was when I went to London, because I just think that city is so beautiful. It was an incredible experience. I went with my mom and I had a blast with her. We did so many cool things. That was about, I want to say, 4 years ago. So it's been a while since that trip, but I will always remember it. And I hope when I get older, I can maybe move there, because it was, I liked it that much. It was that fun. So it's just a clean city and it's just great. It's amazing.
Yeah, there are so many things to do in London.
Yeah, I've never been to a place, so I've just been more like, wow, just everywhere I look, it looks beautiful, and it's just the people are so nice. So it's a fantastic place. That's probably my favorite trip I've been on.
I agree,
But
100%. And
yes.
was acting something you always aspired to do, or you like decided like 3 years ago?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I believe, we got this sort of not like audition, but it was sort of an invitation to be an extra on this TV show that was filming in our area. And we were like, that would be really fun. I got to skip school that day. So we decided to go do it. And we showed up on set, and everyone there was super nice. And we started chit-chatting with people, and we met a lot of really cool people on that set. But right before they started filming, they picked me out of the crowd of extras and they gave me more of a leading role for that day.
Ooh.
And I'm eternally grateful for that because that kickstarted my love for acting 100%. I've always wanted to be in that industry ever since I was little because I love movies. I love the entertainment business. But after that, I was like, wow, this is something I love doing. I want to continue doing this for years to come. And that was sort of like the kickstart for everything that's happened since. And I'm very, very grateful for that opportunity because it's led to so many more.
And what was your parents' reaction when they learned that you want to follow this career?
They were very open to it. My parents are great. My mom especially was like right by my side, like, yeah, let's do it. She helped me all along the way to get me to where I am today. My dad's been very supportive as well, which I am very grateful for. They are both amazing people who I would not be here without them. And I would not be on this podcast without them because they were so supportive and they helped me so much in life and in acting. So they were very excited.
Wow, that's a blessing, Huntley. And it's truly wonderful when the whole family supports a child. It makes things easier. And of course, continuing to study and maintaining good grades is important. And talking about good grades, I know that you maintain straight A's. Congratulations on your outstanding achievement. So, more about your acting career. The year of 2023 marked an important milestone in your career as you participated in notable productions such as Taking in Montana, Quiver, and the Disney movie, The Slumber Party, which is a very good movie. So, could you share more details about one of the characters you portrayed?
Yeah, I mean, with acting, you have to play so many different roles, so many different characters. And it's interesting to me how different characters are. So, like in Quiver, I played someone who was like a younger version of the adult main character in the movie, which is a pretty common, sort of role for child actors. I've done that as well in other productions, but in that scenario, it was really fun because I got to work with the older version of myself. And that was just a very interesting experience. And we did actually look very alike. It was weird. I was like, wait, this person does look like me. So the casting was on point. Very good job by the casting agents on that one. And yeah, getting into that role was very interesting. I had to talk a lot with the other, like the adult version of myself in that movie. And we made it work. I got a lot out of his character. And I brought a lot of that into my character, which is the same character, but also, portrayed a bit differently because of age.
Yeah, it sounds interesting. And I was reading a little bit more about you, and I see that you've successfully navigated both funny and serious roles, smoothly switching between genres. So, how do you prepare for different types of roles, transitioning from humorous
to serious characters. I don't think it's easy to be able to play both, you know, sad situations and funny situations. So can you share a little bit more with us?
Yeah, of course. It's definitely pretty difficult to transition from like funny characters to more serious characters. But I mean, that's acting. And I, over the years, I've gotten sort of a grasp on like how to change from being super like super serious role where like everything's super important and what's going on in the movie is just very intense to something more lighthearted that's, you know, fun for the whole family that everyone will laugh at. Mm-hmm. And it's at first I really struggled with sort of getting that like balance down and trying to play because I had at one point I had to play both at the same time and because like production sort of overlapped.
Yeah.
So I was practicing for one thing while doing another thing that was way more funny. And it was very challenging. But I think I sort of got a grasp on how to do it just by constantly practicing and sort of getting my mind in a different space for whatever I'm supposed to do. And I think if you just practice makes perfect, you have to have a good coach. I'm very grateful for my coach. She's helped me with all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think I would have given as good of a performance as I did if it wasn't for her. So thank you, so my nice. Coach.
What's her name?
Eugenie Bondurant. She's okay. Incredible. She's yeah. been in a load of stuff. And you, all the viewers of this podcast should check out her amazing.
I'll give her a shout out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's difficult, but in this situation where you had to play two completely different roles, you had a lot to memorize. Is it easy for you to memorize the scripts?
Yeah, like the scripts and stuff. I mean, it is easier for me. My memory is pretty good when it comes to like reading stuff and be able to just store it in my brain for long periods of time. Uh-huh. Which I'm very lucky to have that ability, but it can be very difficult to memorize loads and loads of like pages and lines and monologues and stuff like that. Then that's when it does get a bit difficult, but usually I just spend like a bunch of hours just sitting there, you know, going over it in my head, reading it over, and really just being in the scene. Once you get in the mind of the character, it sort of just flows because you know what the character is going to say next based off of what you know about that character. And once you get in his mind, it just, like I said, it just sort of flows. And that's just the way my brain works and my brain processes it. So I don't have a big struggle with memorization. But at the same time, it can be very challenging, especially when you suddenly get an audition for like that morning. Yeah. And it's like, oh, memorize all 5 pages of this before tonight. And I'm like, what? And you just got to roll with the punches. So
I was going to say 1 or 2 days, but sometimes you have the audition in the same day that they call you.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes things are very fast paced in the acting world. So
hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Out of curiosity, Antley, who are some actors that inspire you?
Of course. Well, the way I view that question is, I mean, every actor who's made it big and has become a success inspires me, because I look at so many people and I see like how they became successful and what they did to get to the spot that they're at. And I admire anyone who's gone to that spot, because I know how challenging it is. Because I've been, in the acting sphere for a few years now, I understand that it takes a lot of effort and a lot of hard work, and most importantly, a lot of talent to be able to get to that like A-list level and just become, you know, extremely famous. And I completely respect anyone who's been able to do that. And my dad all the time sends me like emails and articles about all these people who've done like so much hard work to get to the spot that they're at. And it makes me very inspired by all of those people. And it makes me want to work as hard as I can to get to that next level as well.
Uh-huh. I love this answer. It's great. You are so brilliant. I really admire you, Huntley, and your work. We've worked together for the magazine, and your mom is fantastic. So I really think you are following an amazing path.
Thank you. I hope so.
Yes. And what advice would you give to other teens interested in pursuing a career in acting?
I would say this is probably the most common bit of advice always shared, but it's also, I think, the truest advice, and that's just never give up. You're going to 100% have setbacks in many ways. You're going to 100% get a ton of failed auditions and just no callbacks, but that's life and that's part of the game, really. And it's something where you just have to get over and keep pushing until eventually you do, you know, push through that barrier and become a success and make it in this industry. And really the best piece of advice I can give, and the advice that I've used in the past, is just never give up and don't be down on yourself if you do like maybe mess up on a callback or something like that, because you'll have more and you'll be able to improve your abilities as time goes on. And the longer time goes on, the more skilled you become, and then eventually you'll make it big. So just never give up. And I think that is the best piece of advice that I can give.
I hope you are going to inspire many, many people, our listeners as well, our readers. And what is next for you?
Well, I think what's next for me is definitely to continue acting, continue with whatever opportunity I am presented, and, you know, keep working towards that. I hope when I get older, I eventually become a director, as that's what my passion really, really lies in, as I really want to, you know, be able to make something and have full control over it. That just sounds incredible to me. I also love acting as well, don't get me wrong, but that's like the overall goal. And right now I'm just sort of, you know, getting in the space, you know, working with my agents, working with all the people around me to present myself more opportunities to dive into. And that's sort of what the future is going to hold for right now. But then maybe eventually once I get older, we'll see a movie or something. I don't know. We'll see. I that's what I hope.
I'll go back to St. Petersburg to interview you again. And Huntley, where can our listeners find you online?
Instagram is where our main like socials lie. So definitely check out Instagram. We also have, I think, YouTube, Facebook, even a TikTok page. So we have a bunch of stuff. And then check us out on IMDb. Mainly because that's where you can see all the stuff I've done. And it's just, you know, where you should check out to see all of this, like work, all the work I've done and just who I am. So that's where you can find us for sure. Check it out and make my mom very happy.
Wonderful. And for our listeners, grab our free magazine to delve deeper into Huntley's story and other compelling narratives. visit our website, www.relatable-media.com. And Huntley, it was a pleasure talking with you. Our doors are always open for you. Come back anytime. Tell your mom that she can contact me directly.
I will, 100%. Thank you so much for having me on.
Of course.
Amazing opportunity. This is a great podcast. Download the magazine and thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when the next one is posted. Please rate this podcast and share it with your friends. Thank you for listening, and remember, relationships don't exist. Relating does. Until next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.